Welcome back to Randy Miller's Kansas City. I'm Randy Miller, and we are building your house at Woodland Trails. Check it out at woodland-trails.com. We've heard from the developer, Jim Reif. Now we get to hear from the guys who make it happen. I mean, this is the nuts and the bolts. These are the guys that put the thing in the deal, and they put it all together, and it's your house. We've got three builders from Woodland Trails here. It's Kevin Higdon, it's Chris Jeffries, and it's Frank Spiza. Frank Spiza, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Frank Spiza. So, Kevin, let me start with you. Now, what's the name of your company?
It's Kevin Higdon Construction.
So you have your name in the name of the okay, I got you.
Yeah, we do.
Kevin Higdon. And now, you don't hide your name in any of the buildings that or the homes you build, do you?
No.
I had a painting buddy one time. True story. So this guy kind of envisioned himself as an artiste, right? So he painted a room in our house, and he did the technique with the
faux painting.
Yeah, right. And so he does that, but he hid like 20 different words in the thing, and made us go back and try to figure out what words were in there. I think he's no longer in painting. I don't think that is. But Kevin, so tell me about the kind of house that you like to build.
Well, we like to build something a little different. Try to make them individual, custom wise. Keep from doing the same plan over and over.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody wants to change something, we'll change it. We want to be detail orientated, quality first.
Well, and you've been around Kansas City for how long?
17 years.
Okay, so you're not going anywhere.
No, not a few times.
Yeah. But, you know, you hear that from people that build a house, and they've had a bad experience, and they're just afraid to get into that again. What do you say to people when that happens?
Well, I think the key is choosing the builder correctly, doing some research,
right,
looking at their product, making sure it's not their first time.
And the Parade of Homes is this month, and you guys have all have homes in the Parade of Homes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to find out what kind of construction you like.
Definitely. Get out there and look at everything and see the options.
Yeah. Are there certain things that you should look for in a house as far as picking a builder?
I would say, you know, if you're looking for a house plan, find the one that meets your needs.
Right.
Maybe that's a plan they build. Most everybody in Woodland Trails, we all custom build, so we design anything you need.
Wow, that's really cool, because a lot of developments, that doesn't happen, does it?
No, same house over and over with different paint.
Yeah. Would you like the portico plan, or would you like the ginseng? And that's all you get.
That's it.
But you guys, though, that's great. Kevin, why is it better to build in a planned community rather than getting your 5 acres out somewhere? You know, people say, I'm going to get 5 acres in Lewisburg, and I'm going to go out there,
Well, 5 acres is great, but then once you have it, you realize you spend every Saturday and Sunday mowing the grass, weed eating, picking up things. So.
Yeah. Well, and plus you got to, I mean, if it doesn't have the like sewer and all, you got to do that yourself, right? Or have it done?
Right. Have it done. That's another big expense as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And the great thing about Woodland Trails is the fact that you've got everything there. You got you three, and there's another three builders, or you can bring in your own builder and you can just customize every part of that. That's cool.
Right.
That's really good. What do you think about the development itself as far as things to do, that kind of an area?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's definitely unique. There's 5 miles of a walking path.
Yeah.
That goes through there. Common ground almost backs up to every house.
Yeah.
And it's got an amazing pool. The features are incredible.
Why is the pool so gigantic? I mean, it is unbelievable. The first time I drove through that, you know, you're going, what? I mean, is this Worlds of Fun? I mean, it's a huge pool, and it's a quality work too, huh?
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah, that's cool. Chris, let's talk to you. And Chris Jeffries is here. And what's the name of your company?
JFE Construction.
And how long have you been around Kansas City?
I've been building since 2000, so about 16 years. Yep.
Wow. When you went through 2008, 2007, rough time for builders, right?
Yep.
I mean.
Yep. I used to own another building business, C&M Builders. That's what we started. It's still around. We sold it to my brother-in-law, and then we actually left the area for just a little while and went and built in North Dakota. So,
really?
Yep.
Huh. So, well, I mean, everybody had to do something to get through that,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And that's the other thing to look at now, too. I think we're probably better off, at least around Kansas City right now, with the group of builders and developers that we have, because, you know, these guys, I mean, they've come through the storm and they're on the other side now, right?
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of guys. I mean, that's the one good thing with the downturn. You weed out some of the guys that aren't in it for a career.
Right. So. Yeah. And there were a lot of guys like that. You know, I mean, like, oh, I'll build on the weekends.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's tough. I would think as a builder, then you got to kind of not only compete against that, but compete against that kind of reputation.
Yeah. And it's tough too, because you're explaining to the buyers, you know, you're competing price wise with these guys, but right. You're also competing on quality and trying to explain that to the customer that, you know, there's more to building than just having a pickup truck and
and a hammer.
And a hammer, yeah.
Okay, you talk about the expense. How should people arrive at a budget for your home?
Well, I think probably the most important thing is to go out and kind of educate themselves. Look at the homes and figure out what features that they like, figure out the plans that they like, and then try to back into the budget that they're looking to spend and go at it that way.
You know, and a lot of times too, you've got to go to different developments to do that. Mm-hmm. Really at Woodland Trails, you got a little bit of everything out there, right?
Yeah, that's the benefit with the development that Jim's created. He's got a really good building team. He's got a solid staff. There's lots of different plans, lots of different features, lots of different things to choose from, and all of us builders customize stuff. So
yeah.
that's a real big benefit.
Jim Reif, how is he to work for?
Jim's a great developer. I mean, you know, there's a lot of developers that that have been in the business for a long time as he has, but Jim's good because he's been on the building side of it too.
So that's got to be important, right?
Yeah, that's a huge benefit.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of guys that, you know, they've had a little bit of money and they've started developing, and Jim's not that way. He knows both sides of it, so that's a huge asset.
How many times does Jim give you one of these crazy architectural ideas and you go, what?
Well, I mean, that's a feature too that, you know, that you have in Woodland Trails that you don't have in other communities. You know, Jim sends all of our plans. He sends them off to his architect,
yeah,
and has them look at them and analyze them. And, you know, it's good for the builder. It's good for the development. It's good for the customer. So.
Definitely good for the customer, because you've got all these different ideas and things you can look at and incorporate into what you're doing. You guys need to go to woodland-trails.com, woodland-trails.com, and check out all of these beautiful houses out there. Not only just the homes, but also the area. I mean, the area, you're in the country, but you're very close to Lee Summit. You're 20 minutes from the K. You get all these things, 20 minutes from downtown, get all these things going on. But then you got Kevin, you talked about the 5 miles of walking trails and right across from James A. Reed Park. So you got ponds over there and lakes. And, man, it's just a cool area. And to be able to then customize your own home exactly the way you want to, that's great. Woodland-trails.com. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Frank Spiza, and then I also want to get some ideas on people now that are watching HGTV that think they can build their own home and think they know way more about it than they should, right? You ever run into that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that when we come back right here. We are building your house step by step. Just go to woodland-trails.com. We'll be back on Randy Miller's Kansas City right here on 710 AM and 103.7 FM KCMO.